The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, we revisit some of the best video work of the offseason. One-on-one with first-round pick Kevin Johnson, J.J. Watt at his charity softball game, the cheerleaders in Puerto Rico, and one-on-one with Bob McNair. Hello, everyone. It's Texans 360, the show that keeps you up to date with your favorite professional football team. And this week, our off-season summer showcase continues some of the best video work of the year. Well, let's flash back. The weekend of the draft, round one, the Texans pick up Kevin Johnson, the corner from Wake Forest, and D.P. Sidhu had a chance to sit down with him.
All right, Kevin, you've arrived in Houston now. What were your first impressions of the city, the fans, and what you've seen so far at the stadium?
I was excited when I got here and checking out the stadium and all the facilities and meeting everybody out here. It's great. I'm excited.
Right after you were drafted, you said you hadn't had a chance to talk to any of your new teammates. Now, have you had a chance to meet or talk to anybody?
Yeah, I talked to Jonathan Joseph and J.J. Watt. They sent me text when I got drafted, congratulating me and telling me they're excited to get me on the ball club and trying to get to work.
Rick Smith said that you were by far his favorite cornerback in the draft. What do you think he saw in you, and what do you think sets you apart from everybody else?
I'm just a cornerback. I'm passionate about the game. I think I have some gifts that God has blessed me with, and I'm just trying to get better every day.
They mentioned, both Rick and Bill O'Brien both said your versatility and your instincts were the two things they liked most about you. Those are pretty intangible qualities. How do you sharpen something like versatility and instincts?
Just working on, as far as versatility, being able to play inside, being able to play outside, instincts, in order to have good instincts out there, you got to know what's going on. So, that goes to film study and, understanding what teams are trying to do. So, just working in the film room as well as on the field and in the weight room and just trying to get better overall.
What type of learner are you? Are you like a game film junkie, or you like to learn on the field?
Yeah, I definitely like to study film. Seeing my opponent and seeing how they move out there and understanding what the offensive coordinator is trying to do. I'm definitely a guy who watches a lot of tape.
You mentioned you talked to Jonathan Joseph, and you said that you had watched a lot of him and Kareem growing up. What do you hope to learn from two veteran corners like them?
Just everything. How they've been successful in the NFL, and learning little things, how to little details, how to get better, and how to win against wide receivers in this league.
We were discussing your shoes a little bit earlier. You had some nice Christian Louboutins on the night of the draft, and you seem to have that in common with your Texan secondary. You like fashion a lot. Is that something you're really into?
Yeah. I definitely don't like to look sloppy out there. So, I don't like to do too much, but I definitely like those shoes, and I felt like it was a pretty good time to pull them out.
Big offseason acquisition, obviously, number one pick in the draft. Another big, literally and figuratively, offseason acquisition is defensive tackle Vince Wilfork, who really enjoys being a Houston Texan so far, and he knows he's playing next to one of the best players in the NFL.
Well, the man that so many Texans fans are so excited to see in a Texans uniform pretty soon, Vince Wilfork, welcome to town. How excited are you to join this franchise?
I'm telling all my friends, it's like my first rookie year all over again. I'm so excited to come down here and play football. And in 11 years, this will be 12 years for me. And the excitement that I have and my family have to come down here and play is off the chart. So I'm happy to be down here. My wife wanted to buy a house down here about 5 years ago just because. And I told her, I said, we should have bought it because we wouldn't have to worry about moving and stuff now. But we make it the transition now, and hopefully it's smooth. But we're very excited to be down here.
How attractive was this defense with Romeo Crennel being here, with Mike Vrabel being here for you when you made that decision?
It was. Because, with Billy O being in New England with me, Rack being there my rookie year, me playing with Vrabel, and Godsey being there in New England with me, and of course having J.J. Watt, of course. So it was like almost like a no-brainer when I figured that, it might be a chance for me to leave New England. So once the first stop was Houston, that was the last stop because of all the connections and I like what the team is doing. I like the young team. I think it's a couple spots that we are missing, but I mean, it's not. They're knocking at the door. Yeah. So hopefully, I could come in and just guide people along. And that's my thing. I'm not a guy that's going to come in here and try to coach. Nothing like that. But I will come in, and if guys have questions and stuff or want to understand what it was like for me playing 11 years somewhere else, that is a program that was very successful at winning ball games and Super Bowls, I'm all ears. You know, I'm here for Houston. Yeah. That's what I'm here for, the city, the fans, and my teammates.
You say you're all ears. Some others in the building have also said a good thing about you is when you need to, you'll open your mouth. Oh, true?
Yeah. I do. But I'm not a rah-rah guy. And that's one of the things that they'll get to know quick. I love to have fun. I like the passion. I have a passion. I love the game. But if I need to say something, I will say something. But to me, I think everybody is a leader. It's how they lead, not just because I'm 12 years in or I've been so successful in my career. It's not about that. To me, I look at everybody from a rookie all the way up to a veteran guy and get something from them. And the main thing is to show those guys that, hey, they have the qualities of being a leader. Just because you're a young guy, just because it's your first year in the league, don't mean that you don't have the qualities of being a leader. So you have to put pressure on each individual. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put pressure on everybody, not just myself, not just the older guys, not just JJ and quarterback and or the coaches. No, it's everybody because football's a team sport, and we need to be at our best.
Putting pressure on everybody. He's going to put pressure on me, I'm sure, to do better interviews. But you bring up JJ Watt.
Yeah.
What sort of excitement do you have playing with him? And have you guys conversed since you signed?
Yeah, we talked since I signed, and he's probably more excited than I am. But little do he know, I'm very excited to come down here. And my daughter, I mean, she's probably the most excited of all to come down here and meet him, my 12-year-old daughter. But he's a great defense. I mean, he's a great player. I mean, where do you start? Yeah. One thing I don't want to do, I don't want to change this game one bit. I'm not coming in here to say you need to do this differently. No, you continue to do what you do. We're gonna learn off of you. We're gonna play off of you. So my goal is to let JJ be JJ. I'm pretty sure the coaching staff is going to feel the same way when you have a guy that dynamic. You can't ask him to change anything. And he's been a beast all this while, so hopefully he continues to be that beast, and I'm looking forward to it.
Last thing, what do you have planned for the Easter weekend?
Well, we fly back Saturday morning, and I'll probably cook for the family. I told my kids they each have to pick out a meal that they want, so they're going to all contribute. And plus, I used to have hunger.
Yeah. You can throw down on the grill. I
can throw down everywhere. Yeah. Grill, the inside, you name it, bake, you name it. So I can do it all.
All right. Well, we can't wait to talk more with you throughout your Houston Texans tenure. Vince Wilfork, welcome
much.
To the team.
Thank you very much.
Coming up on the program, Bob McNair from the owners' meetings back in March. J.J. Watt mic'd up at his charity softball game and the cheerleaders in Puerto Rico. All these videos and more, by the way, are available on HoustonTexans.com. Our top five every week, presented by our friends at Wingstop. Stick around.